Hello again out there in Birdland. It's Anson Tebbets along with
Chip Darmstadt.
Here we are, virtually meeting once again. Chip, thousands of miles away from where I'm standing right now because of the pandemic.
But you're not alone there, Anson. You're hanging out with the three little pigs, I see.
On my computer here, I have my screen. On my screen, I have three little pigs. They're called Hereford pigs. And they look, if everyone's familiar with the beef cattle, Herefords, or some of them call them whiteface, but they're a heritage breed, and we have three of them this year. And they're kind of cool, and they're got pink ears, but they've got the white face and their red body, and they're all very dainty, their feet, little hooves, whatever. But I think the pig is a very smart animal. Very, very smart animal. They're eating corn husks on my screensaver here.
Very nice, and they're very cute.
Yeah, good stuff. So we want to talk about birds. Chip with the North Branch Nature Center in Montpelier. Have you seen any more saw-whet owls? Are you still trying to capture those at all?
We are. Yeah, the season continues. Although it's been, we've had a little bit of a lull recently. I think our best night so far, we had 26 saw-whet owls in a single night.
Mm.
Banded. We did one live stream on Facebook of our banding operation. And there's another one coming up, I want to say on the 25th. I'll double check that on the website. Have that for folks by the end of our program today. But we are still going. Sometimes the weather does not cooperate. But we think there's more to come. There's a whole network of owl banders out there, and apparently there's still plenty of birds to the north of us.
Good stuff, the saw-whet owl. Okay, but we want to go to the water, and I continue to see great flocks of geese, and I haven't seen any snow geese, but, the snow geese are coming and going from, their New York location to their Vermont location to the Addison County location. But plenty of Canada geese all moving in formation with the V, with the parade of them in the V. And then the one in the front goes to the back, and the one in the back goes to the front. It's fascinating to watch this stuff. I think we've lost Chip for a minute. Are you still there, Chip? Hello, Chip. Are you there? We're going to let Chip back in. This is the new technology. All right, we're going to let Chip back in. Here he comes. All right, Chip, you're back. Here we go.
I'm back.
You're back. You're on the air, Chip. You're on the air. Okay, so we're
back on the air. All right.
You're back on the air. Momentarily lapse.
There's no starting over on For the Birds.
Absolutely. Once we go, we go. So Chip's back. We were talking about the snow geese and also the Canada geese while you're away. And
I missed a lot while I was away.
Yeah, so you're away, but you're back. But we want to talk about waterfowl. So what do you got for us?
Yeah, now is the time to get out to a lake near you or a pond or Lake Champlain, one of the Great Lakes, because, yeah, waterfowl are migrating through the state. And this is the time of year you could see some unusual things. I know on Berlin Pond this past week, there were all three species of scoter, black, white-winged, and surf, and a ruddy duck as well.
Wow. So what's a ruddy duck?
Ruddy ducks are really an interesting duck. They don't nest in Vermont. They're in the family of ducks called stifftails, known for their kind of spiky tail. They fan it out, and the male often kind of holds it upright. So when you see them, in this particular case, the ruddy duck, they're small and compact. Sometimes they'll have that tail up and a fairly large bill for the size of the duck. And this time of year, the male will have a big white cheek patch and a dark cap. In the breeding season, the bill is actually blue. If you see a female or an immature, look very similar, except it will have a dark, line through the eye, and the cheek won't be quite so white.
Mm, the ruddy duck. So they were at the Berlin Pond, huh?
Yeah, there was one hanging out on Berlin Pond. They're diving ducks, just like the scoters. So, you may be watching it, then all of a sudden it disappears on you because they are diving under the water to look for food.
Good stuff. We talked about the ruddy duck, but some other waterfowl on Berlin Pond lately. You got a couple other species that were there?
Yeah, I mentioned the scoters. There's three species of scoter in North America. And just like the ruddy duck, they do not nest in Vermont, but they do migrate through. And mostly you see them in the Champlain Valley on Lake Champlain. But you do get both ruddy ducks and scoters on some of the inland ponds and lakes, including all three scoters. And there's surf scoter, white wing scoter, and black scoter. And I don't know that any one is more common than the other. And sometimes you see all three together.
Hmm. So we're still in the midst of the migration here. So are they going south, I assume, but they've been up north into Canada lately, or they've been in Vermont, or where they been?
Yeah, they've been north in Canada, but in the case of the scoters, they actually winter on the coast, the East Coast. So I was in Maine last week and saw surf scoter and white wing scoter out on the Atlantic Ocean. So these birds may be heading south, but at some point they'll veer to the ocean. Not quite sure how far south they go. I know I've seen them in New York, and they show up in Jersey, New Jersey. So they're heading south, but at some point they'll find their way to the coast where they'll spend the winter.
Can you imagine spending your winter on the coast of Maine in the water? I mean, I can't think of anything. I mean, in July, at 100-degree temperature, it's still cold.
That's true. But, you know, a lot of birds do it. Our friend the common loon winters mm-hmm. on the coast. Grebes like redneck grebe and horn grebe. A lot of waterfowl. Buffleheads, long-tailed ducks, scoters. Red-breasted megansers, a lot of these birds, yeah, will winter on those rough seas right off the coast.
Yeah, and the loon, and loons in big numbers, like dozens at once, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You can see rafts of loons, which are still in Vermont, too, by the way. At least the young of the year are. That's another thing I've seen recently on Berlin Pond is 3 to 4 loons on any given day are still hanging out there on the pond.
Yeah, good stuff. So waterfowl moving through, and will be with us until, until the ice really comes. Hopefully we're a few weeks away from really ice firming up. But we did have a little snow in the mountains up here in Cabot, I guess last weekend. I can't remember what it was. I think it was last weekend. Lost all track of time. But, yeah, so we've had a little snow already. And what a wonderful foliage year it was, though. Certainly, I think we had a wonderful foliage season, and most of it is disappeared for now after the wind we had and the rain this week, but all good.
Yeah, it's still looking pretty out there. I was noticing a big gust of wind took off the last of the maple leaves on one of my trees.
Good stuff. Well, next week we'll talk about the finches and the finch forecast. Apparently the finch forecast is out, and we'll talk about that. Probably have to get that next week about, you know, if we're going to have purple finches and siskins and goldfinches and red poles and all that good stuff next week.
Yeah, I think we'll have some good news to report on the winter finch forecast.
Yeah. All right, well, we got to fly out of here for another weekend. I'm Anson Tebbets.
Chip Darmstadt.
Or the birds.